This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kemp. The Bethel Elders Home is reopening to in-person visitors after nearly a full year of limiting visits to video and phone calls. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation operates the facility and has put a list of restrictions into effect. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has the details.
Visitors to the Elders Home must schedule their appointments at least 24 hours in advance, and residents can only have two guests at a time. Also, visitors must undergo a COVID-19 screening upon arrival, wear a mask inside the facility, and keep 6 feet from others. Anyone with COVID-19 symptoms will not be allowed inside the Elders Home, nor will anyone who has been in close contact with someone with COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks, regardless of the visitor's vaccination status. Outdoor visits will be allowed when practical. YKHC encourages all visitors to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Unvaccinated visitors will not be allowed to enter the facility if the local COVID-19 positivity rate rises above 10% and/or if the resident vaccination rate drops below 70%. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in coronavirus news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has updated its recommendations for restrictions on gatherings among fully vaccinated people. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports YKHC updated its recommendations to match new guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Under the changes, people who are fully vaccinated, meaning it's been at least 2 weeks since their second COVID-19 vaccine, may gather indoors with 10 or fewer fully vaccinated people without wearing masks or social distancing. Also, fully vaccinated people may gather with unvaccinated people from a single household if the unvaccinated people are at low risk for developing severe COVID-19 symptoms. The CDC and YKHC recommends avoiding gatherings of more than 10 people, and both recommend everyone continue wearing masks and social distancing in public and at work. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
More in coronavirus news, YKHC is reducing the hours at its Bethel drive-through COVID-19 testing tent. Beginning this week, testing will be available without an appointment Monday through Friday from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Or you can schedule an appointment in Bethel by calling 543-6949 or in Villages by calling the local health clinic. And finally, the first Alaska Native woman to serve as lieutenant governor will lead a key tribal health organization in the state. KNBA's Tripp Krause talks with Valerie Davidson of Bethel about her new role as interim president of ANTHC.
Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium announced in a news release that Valerie Nugagaluk Davidson will serve as interim president.
You know, it is such a humbling honor to be asked by the board to be able to step into this role. You know, my first priority is really going to be listening to what our employees have to say about their experience here and what it is that they need to be successful in the work that we do.
Davidson will work with the board of directors to lead the consortium and work toward its priorities of improving the quality of lives for Alaska Natives. She says it's an opportunity to address the unmet healthcare needs in the state.
You know, I'm a village girl, and one thing we do is when there's work to get done, we just roll up our kasbuk sleeves and we get to work. One thing I've learned is that people will do the most amazing things under the most impossible of conditions, as long as they have the right reasons. And children and families and communities are always the right reasons. And that's where we are today.
ANTHC is a nonprofit tribal health organization that provides comprehensive medical services to more than 180,000 Alaska Native and Native American people through numerous programs, including the Alaska Native Medical Center. ANTHC co-manages the medical center with South Central Foundation. Davidson takes over the role after the previous president resigned in February. It also marks 1 year since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Davidson says that tribal health organizations are largely credited with leading the distribution of vaccines to Alaska Natives, but also include others who may not benefit from the tribal health care.
I think we're seeing firsthand how a really robust tribal health system helps all Alaskans. we were among the first to do the vaccines in the country. And what that tells me is that when our entire state has benefited, and if we can do that well during a pandemic, imagine what we can do when we're not in the middle of a pandemic.
Davidson will take a leave of absence from her role as president of Alaska Pacific University to take on the ANTHC role. According to Davidson, APU Provost Hilton Halleck will serve as acting president of the school in that time. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.